One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sapnap. What is it about this insanely popular Minecrafter that draws millions of people to observe and scrutinize his every move? I'm Anthony Padilla, and I'm going to find out directly from Sapnap. Hello. Sapnap! This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting. Now, you started blowing up when you were 18?
18, 19, yeah.
Was it overwhelming to be like, this is my life now?
I don't remember ever feeling like overwhelmed or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember thinking like, oh, holy shit, that's cool. I'm gonna keep doing that. I don't know if it was because like I wasn't doing stuff, like because it was during the pandemic, so a lot of it was like just like watching numbers go up and not being able to like, you know, go out and like visualize and meet fans and stuff. Like this is my first time meeting a bunch of fans. So for the longest time, it was just watching numbers go up, tick, 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 tick. Yeah. So I guess maybe that's why I didn't feel, I was like, holy shit, this is crazy, because I wasn't like meeting my fans. I was stuck inside in a room.
What's your max viewership on a stream?
The highest I ever got to is like 280,000 on a stream or something.
If you saw 200,000 people in person,
it'd probably fill up like stadiums, right?
Yeah, like 30, 40 stadiums.
Yeah, I used to get nervous before some of those streams.
This is your first time out in California, meeting a fuck ton of people.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any weird fan interactions?
I haven't had anyone be weird. I think our fans are really like respectful and stuff. Like, you know, I say hi to them. They're really like excited. Like, oh my God, can I get a hug? Yeah, you can get a hug. And then I've never had anyone do anything weird.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been.
Never had anything weird.
Yeah, you've been doing this for a long time. I'm sure eventually I will have a weird fan.
Knock on wood.
I guess this is some
wood. It's 100% genuine real wood.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
What kind of wood?
Balsam.
Is that expensive? I don't know.
Balsam is the cheapest wood that you karate chop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The only wood I know is like oak wood.
You only know woods that are in Minecraft?
Out of all the woods I know, probably like a majority of them are from Minecraft. Oak, birch, spruce, dark oak.
That's the extent of your knowledge.
That's like it.
Like,
I know all the pine trees, but it's not pine. There's not pine wood.
Yeah, there's pine wood. Oh, yeah, it's named after the tree.
Oh, okay, pine wood. And I don't know after that tree. I just did some wood. How many woods do you know?
I know walnut. Okay. I know maple. I know cherry.
You only know that these are like fruits and like maples, like maple syrup. That's why.
They're woods. Syrup comes from trees. I don't know if you know this.
Is it actually come from trees?
Yeah.
It doesn't come from like, I don't know, like.
What, like a maple plant or a maple?
Yeah, well, like.
A maple stream?
I'm saying like a maple tree, right? But then the tree has like some kind of like fruit or nut or something, and then that's where they get cut the tree and like the syrup starts pouring out.
You have the word sap in your name. You should know this, Mr.
Really
Sap.
I don't like maple syrup. You know, I never was really deep dived into how maple syrup was made.
You haven't seen the videos where they stick like a faucet thing into like a maple tree and then the sap pours out of it?
Well, yeah, I know trees have sap, but like I didn't know that's maple syrup. Like, can you make syrup out of any tree if you wanted to?
No, I think it's just, well, I think that the
stuff makes
the
maple syrup so special, was it?
Because it tastes good.
Surely there's other trees that do that.
No. Maple is the pinnacle of drinking that tasty liquid that drips out of that tree.
I don't like things that are sweet and, like, thick. Because then it's, like, too much. Because, like, have you, like, I don't know, like, it's, like, if you put too much, like, maple syrup is, like, you know, it gets, like, sticky and it's just, like, fucking gross.
So it either needs to be sweet and kind of liquidy.
Yeah.
Or like, a little less sweet and thick.
Yeah, there's a balance.
I just gotta say, you got the word sap in your name. I thought that you were like a sap expert. I thought you were just like, you know, connoisseur of sap.
I had a stepbrother who loved maple syrup. Like he would like, I'm talking about pour it into his mouth So maybe he would know.
Do you think he's proud of you that you have the word sap in your name?
Yeah, gotta be. He was a big breakfast maple syrup kind of guy. I never liked breakfast.
You were no breakfast guy?
No.
You just skip it, go to lunch?
Yes, I was that. I would wake up,
yeah,
drink a glass of water, be all my day.
I would do a very similar thing. I would be running on Doritos and Mountain Dew. That's and it. I would just make it through the day. Like, it was fine. You know what? I think that explains a lot. It explains my grades a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was like a straight C, sometimes B student.
I was like an honor. I was like a great student.
Really?
I had to be.
What? What do you mean you had to be?
I had to be. At my dad's house, there was no getting a B. That wasn't allowed. My dad was very strict.
Really?
My dad was like the guy from Greece. He's like, straight as an arrow, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta get good grades, get a job,
yeah,
go to college.
Would he yell at you in Greek?
No. He definitely yelled at me in English.
Okay. He wanted to make sure you understood.
He wanted to make sure I knew what he was saying.
Can you whisper sweet nothings to me in Greek? Just
honestly, I wish I could at the moment. My Greek is so bad that...
You won't serenade me?
I would if I could.
You know,
I'm sorry. My Greek is so bad right now. My grandma, if she's watching this, I am... so sorry.
Sorry, Grandma.
She's gonna... I haven't seen her in a while. When she sees me, she's gonna be pissed.
The Greek culture has been completely wiped away from South America.
Yeah.
She gotta re-up the Greek in you.
Yeah, she will. She'll give me like a shot of Greek and then be like, all right, be on your way.
You were a straight A student.
I was.
The letter B was for bad.
It was. If I got a C, like, it was like they're taking away my stuff.
Did that happen a lot?
No, it did not happen a lot. Like, I don't think I ever got a C in a class, but I mean, like, I would come home with, like, a C on a test.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, why'd you get a C on the test? Uh-huh. And I'd be like, I don't know. They'd be like, oh, guess you didn't study enough. Mm. Guess you don't need your phone. Yeah, it was like that. I was like, okay. I didn't know what to say. I was just kind of like, what am I supposed to, what's my argument to that?
I mean, I started blowing up on YouTube when I was 18.
Yeah.
As well.
Really?
Yeah, And it's funny that people think, like, because you're 18, it's going to be, like, more overwhelming than when you're older. But I think it's going to be the same regardless of what age you are.
Yeah.
Because no one teaches you, like, how to be okay or how to, like, how to handle seeing that number that big and be able to, like, visualize it. Mm-hmm. To me, it was just unfathomable. It felt like it was just a number that didn't actually represent real human beings.
Yeah.
It's, like, impossible to actually visualize.
I think luckily for me, I had, like, Dream and George, who are always just, like, one step, like, they'd... Like, what's the head? They're always like one step ahead of me. So, like, I would see them hit those numbers, and then I would hit those numbers. And then for me, it was kind of like, well, they're fine, then I'm going to be fine. So, it was nice having them like, kind of guide me through it all.
Yeah.
So, that was always like,
that sounds, me, that sounds like it was almost, it's a good thing that they, like, their fame is like a little bit ahead of yours.
Yeah, they like paved the way. So, I was like, oh, okay. Well, like, if they did it, my best friend's like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, it was always nice having that like security blanket.
How did you get your parents to finally accept that you're dropping out?
My parents always wanted me to, like, be financially stable and not have to rely on anyone. That was always, like, a big thing for them. And so, yeah, I think that was it, being like, look, I can take care of myself. It, you know, this makes sense. I, like, make it make sense for them. Obviously, I wanted to drop out of college as soon as I hit 10,000 subs. I was like, fuck it, let's go. Making it make sense to them was, like, kind of like, okay.
I also dropped out of college in order to
I think it's a common theme in this space.
Yeah, but this was 2007,
mm-hmm.
So it was before YouTube was even proven that you could have any kind of success there.
How'd you explain that one to your parents?
Well, luckily, my mom, she was like, hey, do what you gotta do. Like, I trust you, and I know that you're a really smart kid, and you can figure this out. And I was like, hey, I can always go back to college if I need to.
Yeah, that was my thing too.
But I can never go back to this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's like very similar to what I told my parents. I was like, look, I can always, you can go back to college whenever you want. Yeah. It doesn't go anywhere. But this will go somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's, the train's not staying in the station forever. You either hop on this train and you see where it takes you or you regret it for the rest of your life.
Right.
Because like, even if like it didn't pan out, I'd be like, at least I tried.
Yeah.
At least I tried, it didn't pan out. Right. What, I waste 2 years, a year when I'm like super, I'm like 18.
Yeah.
You know, people take gap years in college just to fuck around and do nothing. You know, at least I was trying to do something.
But at that time, you had met Dream already at that point?
Yes, I had already met Dream. I had known Dream for years at that point.
Like, since you were like, what, 12 or something?
Yeah, 11, 12. When I just moved high schools, I got really close to like my online friends, like Dream and... I don't know if I knew George just yet, but like I had a bunch of like friends that I had like only known online. Like I would come home from school, like, all right, these are like my only friends at the moment, you know what I mean? So I'd, you know, like we would just hang out the whole time. Like I wouldn't be like, you know, like I don't know. Have you ever had like just like online friends? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you know, like with your online friends, you're like, all right, guys, I got to go hang out with like, you know, my IRL friends. But I didn't have that. So I was just with them 24/7.
I definitely had periods where I was closer to people online than in person.
Yeah. That was me for like all of high school.
Yeah.
Like I was way better friends with my online friends than my IRL friends.
I felt like I was less shy around my online friends because for some reason it like wasn't the awkwardness of like being in person and thinking that they're going to judge me.
Yeah, there's like a I feel like it's more likely that you judge someone in person for some reason than online. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because like you're not looking at them. You know, you're just playing games and you're meant to be stupid and goofy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's I think that's how like I got really close with my online friends. I remember like for some reason like very distinctly when Dream started doing YouTube and stuff.
Yeah,
like I remember him like showing me the video before he had posted it, like some of his older videos, and being like, oh yeah, this is sick. I remember thinking like, oh, this is good. Like I remember because like our videos, like I would think they were good, but I kind of knew like they weren't like big YouTuber level. And then he kept doing that, and like I would be in like some videos occasionally. Like I think the first video I was in was like Last to Leave the Circle, Minecraft Circle gets a
totally not Mr. Beast inspired.
It was definitely Mr. Beast inspired. And I kept doing that with him and coming in videos, you know, making some videos of my own. And then I remember there was a point in time when I was in college and I was like, I'm making enough to like live on my own, like why not see what this is like.
And where are you now?
I make YouTube videos occasionally. I stream occasionally, and I get to hang out with my best friends and do cool stuff.
Isn't that insane that that's where your life took you? Like, that's where things ended up?
Yeah, it's kind of awesome. I didn't deserve it.
What? What do you mean you don't deserve it?
Because it's awesome, you know? It's like a childhood dream, you know what I mean? It's, like, weird. Sometimes I have, like, random thoughts, like, what if I'm, like, it's all in my head? Like, I'm, like, in some, like...
Like, this life is too good?
Yeah. I'm, like, in, like, a dream. I'm going to wake up, be back in high school, and be like, fuck.
You're next to a dream, usually.
Yeah, usually I'm next to a dream, but, like... never mind.
Yo, you're going to get this video age-gated if you take that joke any further.
Yeah. I didn't even mean to. It just kind of... It just led like that.
You get shift with your friends way too often. People would clip that moment. No, whatever you were thinking, if that had came out of your mouth.
Yeah, that would have been clipped and sent all over the place.
The only reason that you're out here is because Dream did a face reveal, right?
Well, I mean, I wanted to go to TwitchCon, but I wouldn't go unless... Like, I didn't want to go without Dream and George.
Yeah.
So because he face revealed, we were able to all go together, which is great.
So in a sense, Dream's face reveal changed the course of your life.
Oh, yeah, it definitely has.
Yeah.
100%. Because I went from just being inside all day, and we couldn't really, like, we couldn't do anything together, obviously. Because if I went outside with him, someone would, it's, like, very likely someone recognizes me and goes, wow, that guy really fits the description of Dreamer next to Savnap. So, we couldn't really do much together. So it was a lot of, whenever we were living together, but really, like, nothing had changed too much from what it was like before I moved in with him, other than the fact we would occasionally, you know, watch football together or eat a meal together or play some chess together. Mm-hmm. We mainly interacted on Discord, on our computers, just 20 feet away from each other.
So you live together, you move in, kind of like, oh, we're going to be homies now.
Yeah.
And then you just interact with each other.
Oh, yeah, okay, what are we supposed to do? We can't do anything.
Can't leave the house.
All right, let's go hop on Discord, bro. I'll be on Discord.
So how long did you live with him where you just could not even leave the house together?
Like a year and a half. Other than, you know, like I said, occasionally I'd be like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Mainly when the power went out, we would hang out together.
I mean, take away the technology.
We were still hanging out together, just on the computer.
Yeah.
But then when the power went out, then we would like hang out together in person. So, like, I don't know, just like a thunderstorm would come in and just wreck the power for like a few hours. It's like, oh, like these.
Like, whoa, I have real life friends.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, do you want to go play chess?
Yeah.
There's a few times where the power would go out, and then like it would get too hot because no AC, and I'd be like, yeah, bro, like I'm leaving. You can't leave, and that sucks for you, but I'm sweating.
Yeah,
so I would like go drive around in my car, and then like, and then he'd text me, power's back on, and come back.
You guys would literally not leave together ever.
There was never a point where we left together.
Never.
No.
I saw a lot of people post it, because I posted I was going to be doing this interview with you, and a lot of people were like, do not bring up Dream. Don't even talk about him or George. This is about Sapnap. Yeah. Do not bring anyone else into this conversation.
I don't mind that. I know, like, I feel like a lot of people are kind of like, unwilling to give like props to their...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at the friends that helped them get there along the way. But yeah. For me, like Dream and George are my best friends. So I don't mind being like, yeah, I could have never done this without them. Because I couldn't have. And those are my best friends. I don't mind like saying that.
Yeah, I think that some people assume that it implies that you like have no value on your own.
Yeah. I think I value on my own. Like I think yeah. I guess I'm not insecure about that. Mm. I know like because like I make friends with like everyone. Like I feel like I have value on my own, so I don't mind being like, yeah, without these guys, right. I wouldn't be there. And I would like to, you know, I would like to think without me, they wouldn't be where they would be, like not as like whatever as they would be either. Yeah. I think it all like meshes together.
I was on the Yard podcast and they were trying to figure out why the Dream SMP became so popular. And I described it. I want to know if you think this is accurate. So I was saying it's partly because there's, you know, there's all this lore. There's, you know, all these different people playing characters and developing this storyline. And the best part is that you don't just see it from one perspective. You know, someone leaves and goes out of the scene and you could literally go see what they're doing to know if they're lying in the next scene. Like you can go and see it from any perspective.
I think that is like a big part of it. I think the S&P was just like this crazy like thing. It just happened.
You literally played Minecraft in a tent of bees.
Yeah, I did that.
And more bees were being released into the tent.
That was that. Whatever you saw on camera was 10 times worse in real life. I mean, they were like on my hands and shit. I was like, holy crap,
you were scared to press a button. You were keeping such a cool like stature though.
I was freaking out. I was thinking like, holy shit, if one of these fuckers stings me, they're all gonna sting me because that's what they do. But the bee guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So I put my life in his hands.
Still terrifying.
No, it was definitely way very, very terrifying because I've never even been stung.
And you went in a tent of bees?
Yeah, but I got an allergy test. I told my mom about the video. She's like, no. She's like, you're not doing that until you get an allergy test. Like, holy shit. What if I'm allergic to bees? And then, like, I just get stung and I just die. for a stupid video.
But would your team still post it?
I always told Dream George, if I die, you guys milk it.
What? Like, how are they going to milk it?
However they see fit. If I die, I think that's like the consensus between us all. Like, oh, if we die, I mean.
How would your family feel about that?
Huh? I don't know. They can put top 10 moments with Sapnap. I don't know. Whatever they want to do.
Top 10 saddest moments now that Sapnap's dead.
Yeah.
And you know, I was actually thinking that it's probably about time that we thank PayPal Honey for sponsoring this episode. What do you say? Honey, of course, is the easy way to save when you're shopping on your iPhone or your computer. It's a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and it applies the best one that it finds to your cart, so you no longer have to stare at that empty discount code box, because when you're at checkout, if Honey finds a working coupon, a little Honey button drops down and all you gotta do is click apply coupon. And the best part is that Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging from tech to popular fashion brands and my personal favorite, food delivery. For example, right after I'm done recording this, a 3-layer bean burrito directly into my gullet with the little Honey discount. Honey doesn't just work on desktops, it works on your iPhone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone and you can save on the go. It's literally free and it installs in just a few seconds, so it's kind of ridiculous that you don't already have it. But if you want to do yourself a solid and also support this series, get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Padilla. Again, it's free. I don't know how many times I could say it. If you go to joinhoney.com/Padilla, you'll be directly supporting this series. Now I'm gonna tell you about the sponsor for this episode, BetterHelp. I've been going to therapy for quite a while now, and I'm a huge proponent. It's really helped me out by allowing me to have empathy for my younger self and therefore understand who I am today better. But therapy can be customized to whatever's right for you and can be useful in helping with motivations or feelings of depression, anxiety, stress, insecurity, or whatever else that you might need. And the best part is that BetterHelp provides customized therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone or even speak over the phone if that's not something that you're comfortable with. And they've been continuing to improve throughout the years and continue to ensure that their therapists have experience and that they're certified and licensed. And I know that the biggest barrier between me and starting therapy was finding a therapist that I click with, and it just took so much time to find a therapist, which is why BetterHelp offers a more affordable alternative to in-person therapy, where you can start communicating with your therapist in less than 48 hours. So huge shout out to BetterHelp for giving I Spent a Day with viewers and listeners of the completely uncensored podcast version of the show 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Padilla. That's betterhelp.com/Padilla. Is there a separation between Sapnap and Nick?
There isn't much of a difference. Sapnap is a more happy, energetic, like, you know, like, gonna be on camera.
Yeah, are you Sapnap right now?
I feel like I'm less Sapnap than I would be in a video. Sapnap is Nick that is trying to entertain people, and you know, but it's very, very similar. I know there's a lot, there's people that have like totally different, you know,
personas,
but for me, it's me, you know, trying to, you know, make other people happy, you know, like laugh and, you know, be entertaining and stuff like that, but it is still me.
Are you able to keep a separation? Like, if someone talks shit about you on the internet,
no,
do
it
you,
hurts my
do you ever take it?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It hurts you?
Yeah, because I'm too similar. Like, that, in my opinion, like, that's still, like, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
fuck that person. They don't like Sapnap? That's me.
You are Sapnap.
What about you, dude? Is that how you feel? Like, if you see... Yeah,
I mean, it's just my name, you know? I never chose a username. Yeah,
exactly.
It was a lot easier, I think, when it, you know, when I was Smosh Anthony, or people would just call me Smosh Guy. I was like, that's not... They don't even know my fucking name. They just call me Smosh Guy. Like, it was a lot easier. It definitely took a period of time of me becoming accustomed to the fact that I chose, I don't know if it was smart, but I chose to use my flat out, my name. Mm-hmm. That's my real first and last name for people to call me, you know? And it does kind of suck when, you know, you're not used to that. You're not prepared for that. And then people start like nitpicking things that you do when you're just being your honest, true self.
Yeah, I guess that's how I feel too, because like, even though like Sapnap is a username, I go by that username. My friends call me Sapnap.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You introduced yourself to me.
I introduced myself as Sapnap. Like, George calls me Sapnap for the most part, you know what I mean? Right. So, you know, Carl calls me Sapnap. So my friends, like, I feel like I am Sapnap at the same time. But at the same time, like, there is somewhat of a difference, like I said, more... all the good characteristics that people, you know, want to see. No one wants to see, like, the bad characteristics when I'm getting pissed off because I lost a Valorant game. Although that does shine through
people see
plenty
it.
Of times. You know, I'd ideally not be like, fuck, this fucking bullshit, this game sucks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ideally, I'd be like, dang, let's go to the next one.
That's the Sapnap response.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess people like this. I guess it's more real. Like, you hate losing. Sure. You don't. It'd be weird if I saw someone lose and they're like, oh, shucks, let's go on to the next one.
Sykuno does that.
But I feel like he's like that. I couldn't imagine pissing Sykuno off where he's like, fucking, what the fuck?
No.
I feel like, what would that take?
A lot. Probably a death of a family member.
Yeah. Like, directly caused by me.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of hateful comments and things like that?
I feel like I don't. I feel like I'm lucky. I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like, or maybe I just don't see them. There's so much more, like, happy, good, positive things that people say about me that, okay, well, I care what that motherfucker says. You know what I mean?
Was there a time period when it did hurt?
I'd say, like, it hurt more initially. Like, you know, first thing, you get used to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when I first started, like, the first, like, few years, it was like, oh, that's mean. But now I'm just kind of like, well, fuck that person. I think the biggest thing is just, like, I feel like a lot of people will look for them. You know what I mean?
Look for the negative?
Look for the negative. I think the biggest thing is not looking for it.
It's kind of like a cycle, though, because I feel like once you see a negative thing...
You keep scrolling through.
You keep scrolling because it's almost like your brain wants to find the positive thing to show that the negative thing wasn't real.
I've obviously done that before many, many times, to see a negative comment and then try and find like a positive one out of all the negative ones for some reason, instead of just looking at all the people who say millions of nice things about me.
How do you know what to keep private and what to give to the internet? How do you decide like what relationships to display?
I don't know. Just whatever feels right, I guess. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm a pretty open person for the most part. I don't know what I haven't shared. I haven't shared my mom's address, I guess. You know what I mean? I feel like I've shared.
You didn't dox your mom like the rest of us, bro? Yeah. Wow, you don't love your mom.
I guess I don't. I don't know, yeah. I feel like I'm pretty open and I just share what I'm comfortable, like what feels comfortable. That's how I go about it. Yeah. There's no like set of rules or it's just whatever. If I feel like sharing it in that moment, then I will.
Because I know some people are like, oh, I will never show my partner or, you know, my significant other because, you know, there's a million reasons.
Yeah.
Why not? Usually it's because there will be unsolicited, hateful attacks and things like that.
I got more open as I did in YouTube. I feel in the beginning I was very like, whatever. But then as I got more comfortable in myself and what I was doing, then I became more open about sharing my life experiences, details about my past, who I am.
Do you have any upcoming projects or anything that you're working on, anything that you could hint at?
I guess at this time, it'll be public that I would have joined an org, NRG.
You're joining NRG?
Yeah, so.
Why are you joining an org? Do you need an org?
Joining NRG, for me, is a way for me to like express like my passion for like competitive games and stuff like that. I think it'll be fun. They're helping me do a bunch of stuff that I've wanted to do. I won't say what those are, because I don't know if that stuff will be announced. But yeah, for me, I've always loved esports. I really have. I really have. And I think
you love competitive gaming?
I do. I love competitive gaming. I love competitive anything.
Were you competitive with violin?
I was.
Yeah.
I really was.
I wanted to be the best. Crushing it.
Yeah, I was in middle school. I was always competitive. Like I remember there was like tests and I was always trying to be first seed. Whoever gets the highest score got first seed, and I was first seed a lot. I was really competitive. But then like I stopped playing violin because my high school that I moved to didn't have an orchestra.
Mm.
So I was like, I did private lessons for like a year, but I was like,
you want to be part of an orchestra?
Yeah, it's more fun. Yeah. I don't know, because there's comment. I was like, who am I playing against?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, why did you stop? You were a prodigy.
I was no prodigy. I was like some random little middle school idiot playing the violin.
I looked at the video of you playing violin, and one of the top comments was, then Mozart, now Mojang.
Yeah. But I didn't practice.
You didn't practice?
I didn't practice. Like, out of school. Like, I got practice at school, like, during the class. Whenever I did practice, like, at school, like, I would really kind of zone out and, like, have fun with it.
Mm.
But then when I came home, it was like, oh, would I rather play violin or would I rather go outside and play with my friends or play video games?
Yeah.
Violin wasn't in that top two. I'll tell you that, like, there.
What brings you the most joy about what you do?
I think what brings me the most joy about what I do is seeing, like, how many people I just make happy by being myself. It's like weird. Yeah. Like I just get to hang out with my friends and that brings like people joy. It's like, it's crazy. It's like, that brings me joy knowing that like, oh, I'm sitting here playing Valorant or you know, just playing any games with my friends and me being myself is making other people happy. That's sick. You know what I mean?
There were so many comments when I posted that I was going to be doing this where people were like, tell Zapnap I love you.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome that just me being myself gets to do that for people. It gets to make people's days better. I've heard some people say, oh gosh, I was having a terrible day today.
Yeah.
And then you start streaming and I felt better.
What do you think it is? What do you think it is about you?
I don't know. I think I always thought that our friendships in our group, like not even just Jimmy George, but like, you know, Carl and Quack and you know, Puns, that our group of friends, our friendship is just like really genuine. Mm. That it's just fun. It's just fun to watch. Like I like even whenever I'm not on a stream and like I'll watch my other friends' streams. You know, like it's just like for me, even for me, it's just fun to watch. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the biggest things, that we have like a bunch of genuine friendships, and we're actually just we are just genuinely having fun with each other, and I think that's what people like.
I think that we can all agree that the best way to die would be sleeping.
100%.
Yeah.
You don't want to be awake for that shit.
No.
Why would you want to be conscious of what's going on while you're dying?
No, I don't want to suffer. I just want to be dreaming and then not dreaming.
I think only 10% of people die in their sleep.
10%?
10, below 20. I saw a TikTok. Don't know if it's true.
You know where I get my education?
TikTok.
TikTok and Minecraft.
Most people die of like stupid shit, probably.
I hope I die during an interview.
Really? That'd be a good interview.
It'd be number one trending for at least a couple days.
Oh, yeah. Well, would you be able to post it? It depends, like, you would
I wouldn't post it. I'd be dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, would your team be able to post it? Does anyone else have access to your YouTube channel?
Yeah,
just in case?
I'll give them verbal consent right now. If I die during an interview, you could just post it.
There you go.
Yeah, we got a thumbs up.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.